Let us pray. Gracious God, as the rain comes down from the sky, we're reminded of the countless blessings of grace and peace and love that you shower upon us each and every day, those blessings seen and unseen. We thank you for this gathering, for the fellowship we receive this day. May we be reminded that we belong to one another. We belong to you. We pray this day in your name. Amen. Please be seated. Our reading for this morning is taken from the 12th chapter of Romans, starting at verse number 3 and concluding at verse number 8. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God.
Good morning, everyone. Thanks for coming out on this rainy day. I love the rain, so I'm pretty happy. And at least it's not snowing, so. So by show of hands, how many of you are involved in an organization? Or some type of, okay. How about two? Keep your hand raised if you're in two. Three? Four? Five? Okay, kind of dropping out there, but still a few. So this speech is a shout out to all of you who are involved in many things. I am so tired. How many days until spring break? I thought this to myself as spring break rolled around last year at this time. It was my sophomore year here at Gustavus, and I was trying it all out. I tried CAB, Servant Leadership Program, Gold, French Club, Flute Choir, Gustavus Choir, Big Partner, Little Partner, and I was going to study abroad. And oh yeah, academics, you know. I found myself being worn down. But I was making my life count, right? At this time in my life last year, I found myself wishing the days away. I was living to the next weekend or the next holiday break. I was a mile wide and an inch deep, spreading myself to encompass every part of what comprises a gusty on this campus. And I saw my friends doing it as well. It became a glorified status to talk about how busy I was. If I was busy, then what I was doing must be really important and valuable. I thought I was leading a worthy life. I defined myself by the number of activities I was in and how much stress I was under, rather than by the quality and fulfillment of my growth through those activities and how happy my heart and soul were. But after some of my own vocational reflection, I realized I wanted to be happy, purposeful, and passionate about what I was doing here at Gustavus and in the world. I wanted a change. As I spent more time at college, I learned more about the importance of reflection. I learned to start reflecting on my involvement and happiness by asking questions. And I would like to ask all of you some of them as well this morning. And I'll pause for a few seconds after each one so you can think. When is a time when you feel most happy? What is something in your life that, when you are doing it, you lose track of time in a good way? It was through questions like these that I started to understand the importance of vocational reflection. Now, these two words, side by side, seem kind of lofty, right? Vocational reflection. So, I want to start by giving you my definition of vocation. Simply put, vocation is how we go about living out who we are. Many people might define vocation as a religious calling or as a career, but it can also be more than that. Vocation is concerned with a few different things, some of the main components being passions and purpose. Passions. What makes you happy? What fulfills you? What is it that makes you come alive? Purpose. The why behind everything. Why do you get out of bed in the morning? Why do you do certain actions? Why are you involved in this activity or that activity? Why? Now, many times, the answer to these questions about our vocation, our passions and purpose, are not singular, and that's perfectly wonderful. Many of us might find ourselves to have more than one vocation. Now that we have talked a little more about what vocation means, we can see how reflection plays a key role in the process of vocational reflection. Reflection is needed to discover answers, but reflection is difficult. Many times, the answer to a question does not always come about immediately. Or other times, we cannot measure how beneficial reflection is because I can't say that reflection has reduced my stress level today by 50%. To show an example of the importance of reflection, I will talk you through a reflection of my eating habits. I go to the caf. I try some tater tot hot dish. I don't like it. I don't eat a lot of it, so I feel unfulfilled. I leave, and I don't think anything more of it. A few weeks later, I go to the caf. I try some tater tot hot dish again. I don't like it. I don't eat a lot of it, so I feel unfulfilled. I leave the caf, and I don't think anything more of it. The pattern keeps going until I reflect on what fulfills me and makes me happy. So, a few weeks later, I go to the caf. I try some tacos instead of tater tot hot dish. I love it. I eat a lot of it, and I feel fulfilled. Upon reflection, I notice that if I'm able to fill my body with the food that fulfills me, oh man, I am so happy, and I feel good too, because the food is exactly what I wanted. It literally feeds my soul. If we don't ask ourselves why we like something, we won't be able to find more things like it to keep that in our lives, to keep feeding our soul with the things that energize us and make us happy. If we don't ask ourselves why we don't like something, we will keep going back to get the same thing, and we will leave feeling unfulfilled, unhappy, and complaining. So, how am I doing with vocational reflection a year later in my life, as spring break fast approaches and I will soon be a senior? Well, I can tell you that I have cut down on the number of activities I involved in. I realized that being involved in all of these things didn't make my life count. What makes my life count is finding out the things about which I am passionate and purposeful. Once I started reflecting and focusing in on the organizations that fed my soul, I started living, fully present in my everyday. Although, of course, I still look forward to breaks and the weekends, I get through my everyday enjoying most of my meetings, my homework, my activities, instead of continuously dreading them. And don't get me wrong, I have been able to tell the difference between good stress and bad stress because I am still a stressed college student. However, the stress I experience now is the kind that helps me grow as a person. Michelle Stimson, a former Gusty grad and life coach, sums it up well. She says, quote, "The bottom line is, at the end of the day, you want to feel that you have spent your time and energy on things that mattered, that there was meaning, purpose, and a sense of peace to your day, that you were being fully yourself," unquote. Now, I don't know about all of you, but I want to see others around me loving what they're doing. I want to see others finding passion and purpose in their lives. I want to see everyone around me come alive every day as their full selves. And I want that happiness and energy to be spread to me and everyone else on this campus. The moment that we start to do what we really want to do, life changes. It's a different life. So, reflect on your happiness, your purpose, your passions. Not only will you be changed, but in the process, the world will be changed. So, when you leave chapel today, go change the world. by reflecting on your passions and purpose.
May the God who has given you passion and purpose, hopes and dreams, longings for your future, may that God fill your heart on this day with joy and peace and send us forth to become a community alive and